Welcome to Legislative Report, and today we have Lancaster County Representative Brian Cutler joining us. Representative Cutler, some in Harrisburg want to bring about welfare reform, and there were several bills that were offered recently to do just that. Tell us about these proposals.
Yes, we had a press conference to discuss many of the welfare reforms. Many of these bills actually were contained in House Bill 59, which was originally vetoed by the governor during the budget process last year, so we're reintroducing them as individual bills. For example, we had the work requirement for individuals who are able-bodied on the Medicaid program. This was recently approved in Kentucky, first in the nation. The Trump administration approved that. So we do know that it is something that they will allow and something that I know that folks overwhelmingly support here in the Commonwealth. Additionally, we had some proposed changes to a variety of different programs and different databases. This is something that we've been working on since 2010. One of the big problems in government is all of the different programs and all the different agencies don't always share information the way that they should. So because of that, you can have cases where individuals who are deceased are actually collecting benefits. You have individuals who otherwise would not qualify be on some programs and collecting benefits, and it would look to strengthen those controls. Additionally, there are some proposals that would actually improve the outcomes of individual patients who are on the Medicaid program. When you look at the Medicaid program, statistically, it's a program that's very difficult to find some specialties and some types of care, dental probably being one of the highest ones that we are contacted in the office about. So when you look at that program, we definitely have to make that program run more efficiently and open up the access that's related to it. One of the ways to do that is by decreasing utilization. And that means that you have individuals get cared for in the appropriate areas that they are best suited for, not just the state on a cost basis, but also the patient on an outcomes basis. Many people are very familiar with when you go to the emergency room, sometimes you see folks who shouldn't be there. They could probably be better seen in a family doctor, but in many cases, these individuals can't find a family doctor or have a medical home. And we would look to strengthen those areas of the programs as well. And understanding that if we can decrease the utilization, we'll free up resources for more individuals as well as save the taxpayers money. And I think that everyone would agree that's a win all around.
Last week was the 2018 Pennsylvania Farm Show, and I understand you were involved in milking a cow there. Explain what happened.
I was recently invited to participate in the milking contest. It was actually my first year to be invited to participate, and I was on Senator Vogel's team, and we finished a close second to the Ag Secretary, Russ Redding's team. We lost by about a quarter pound of milk. So we almost filled a pitcher. There was four of us. We had two folks from Channel 43 that were also on our team. And without a doubt, the secretary definitely pulled his team ahead there at the end, and congratulate him. And hopefully we'll have a chance to do that again next year. The farm show is always a very great event. I had the privilege of being up there three different days last week. What we did was the milking contest on one day. We interviewed a bunch of local students who were showing animals and things up there. Always enjoy getting out and hearing from them. And then also I competed in the draft horse competition, which always makes me feel a little uneasy. Those are quite large animals, and you're sitting pretty high up on the wagon, but had a respectable showing there as well. I think I finished 8th out of 22. I think it's my third year that I've been able to participate in that, and certainly look forward to the farm show. And who would ever go to the farm show and not get food? That's probably my favorite part, unfortunately, so it's back to the diet this week.
All right. Representative Cutler, thank you for being with us on Legislative Report.